thing I don't do. Nah, I just do it for the that are trying to see a million for they die. What up?
Name a that won't summer. I'll rap his ass, I'll trap his ass. Put his ass in a plastic bag with his trash ass. Take him out, bring him in, them whole things. Tupac without a nose ring. Thug life, one wife, a mistress, and a girlfriend. I did what they say I wouldn't. Went where they say I couldn't.
True.
YSL belt buckle. Y'all show it looking. Y'all show it lacking. Two chains on my rugby. Left hand on that steering wheel. Right hand on that bike.
Yeah. I say, unless I'm with you, if I take you out of the picture, I know real, real grown mission. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah. Real, real say word, you ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie, real, real say word. You ain't never told no lie, you ain't never told no lie. Real, real say true, you ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie, that's the thing I don't do. Nah, I just do it for the that are trying to see a million for they die. What up?
What's going on, guys? This is Let's Be Honest, and this is your boy Boy Wonder here, holding it down with my peoples.
Good morning.
Morning, how are you doing?
I got Mike, got Reese, and I got Miss Isis on the scene, who come back, you know, for our finale. Sad face, very, very sad, but
it was a good run.
It was a good run.
It was a chaotic run.
Yeah, I mean, but we're being honest, you know what I'm saying? That's the whole point of the show. So we are happy that you guys were able to listen to us and hold it down, right, Reese?
Yes, thank you all for tuning in every week, listening to all of our just yap sessions about whatever.
Our shenanigans.
Oh, yeah.
Mike, what you going to miss the most about this?
I'm going to miss just screaming at each other.
Especially Reese.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
I'm going to miss the arguments.
Yes.
It's a lot of fun.
Even the recent ones, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, we had with ISIS. That was awesome.
That was like an action. That was like a legitimate debate, though. Like,
yeah.
I'm just talking about, like, just like screaming matches, just about nothing.
About nothing.
About which gas station is better.
I still think 7-Eleven, but anyway.
I agree with you.
Absolutely not.
I lost sleep over it. I was like, dang.
Yeah.
I lost sleep over it. I was like, dang. I kind of argued a little too much. And then I was like, yeah. And then I was really thinking about it. I was thinking about space for a good long time after that episode. It was good.
Uh-huh.
It's because you caught us off guard. Normally our arguments are like, I don't agree with you. We're like, okay.
All right, whatever.
Yeah, I try not to be so, what is it? When you have your own opinion? Yeah, too opinionated.
Yeah. Nah, but it was cool,
yeah,
though. It was awesome, man. We enjoyed ourselves, and it's a really good time. If you guys want to take this particular course, we are having it available for fall next semester. RTV 2560, Mike?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we'll be holding it down. If you want to take the internship this summer, I don't know if it's particularly ready you can do, but I think it's mainly just internship and the RTV 2560 for the fall. So
it's 2560, yeah.
2560.
You guys could be sitting in this very seat right here.
I know.
I just kicked Reese in his seat.
Just like us.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right in his arness. Yes, I went there. So we got a couple of songs that we're gonna play for you guys. So if you want to hear any of our previous content or shows that we were talking about, you can go to hawkradioprimostream.com, and yeah, you can listen to us. We're gonna play a little bit of music. We're gonna be right back as we have our last reflection day.
Having trouble trying to sleep. I'm counting sheep but running out. As time ticks by, it's
still I try. No rest for cross tops in my mind. On my own, here we go. My eyes feel like they're gonna bleed. Right up and bulging out my skull. My mouth is dry. My face is numb. Fucked up and spun out in my room. On my own, here we go. Set on overdrive. The clock is laughing in my face. Crooked spine. My senses dulled. That's the point of delirium. On my own, here we go.
Going down.
Welcome back, guys. This is Let's Be Honest. I got my crew here. As we going down memory lane one more time right before we depart from our show. So tell me, what was the highlights? What was the lowlights? What was the good times? What was the bad?
What was your least favorite? What was your least favorite time when you were in here?
Oh, gosh.
My least favorite time was probably when Willie and Mike, or not Willie and Mike, but Willie and Danny didn't show up. It was just me and Mike.
That was your least favorite time?
No, like doing the show with you, it was great. But I'm saying, like, because you were here and you're like, I'm not coming.
Bro, I hate you.
Oh. No, I'm saying I like doing the show with you. I'm saying the situation before.
This is his confessions.
Yeah, for real.
So, like, I was panicking.
Yeah,
we just talked about Kanye the whole time.
We literally talked about Kanye West and hockey the whole time.
Yeah. That was probably.
And you know what was crazy about that? Professor Sims, shout out Jim Sims. He was like, I really dug that show. And I was like,
for real?
Yeah.
That's when you had, like, what, at least 4 listeners?
That was our highest amount of listeners ever.
Yeah.
That's pretty fire.
Yeah, he's like, you guys got good chemistry going.
They say that all the time.
Do you wonder if they're, like, for real? Like,
no, I don't think they are. And they're just being nice. I think everybody's always just being nice to me my entire life.
Oh, you got a great radio voice.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
I hate myself.
Is that your low light?
Yeah.
Isis, I know you told me before you had a show previously. Like, what was, like, the highlight for your show?
Dang, that's hard. I feel like my highlight... when I had my show, it was a sports show, and I would interview all of the players on all the different teams. And one day I had my coach in there with most of our players in here. And it was pretty much just a roast session on our coach, and it was really great.
You know? Oh, snap.
Any chance I get to make fun of that man, I'm going to. But we all love him, but
yeah,
it's fun to make fun of that.
We should have had a roast session.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you should have.
No.
No.
No, I don't think that would have worked.
It would destroy everything.
It would have literally ripped everything apart.
Yeah.
It would be it'll be pretty bad. Honestly,
somebody would have left and then on the drive home would be like, I hate those guys. Just mad.
Or you'd be like, were they for real? And start crying.
Yeah, actually.
One of the two, honestly.
What was your low light?
Or highlight. Yeah. I'll say both. So my low was kind of like, We had a moment where we had kind of planned the show, but then it was just like it didn't work out in our favor, and we started going off the cards or whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm just like, oh, I feel like I did bad on the show personally, and it was me, Mike, and Reese. It was Danny was gone. So yeah, shouts out Danny. He'll be here soon enough, and he's gonna hold it down with us at our finale, by the way. But my highlight was definitely the high school, and that was like our, because it was like after our intro show, and like we kind of went in on high school, like that was fun.
It was the intro show.
I'm pretty sure it was our first show.
That was our first show. Yeah. I mean, we killed it. Like it was like we were on point about all of it. Like Reese talking about like him eating like what fruit roll ups only at school, and then like
we talked about the school lunch and how nasty the pizza looked.
What? I love school lunch.
Are you serious? You love...
Bro, I used to bring home lunch, eat 2 people's school lunch, and then bring stuff back to the classroom. I was big. I was so big.
Yo, she had a whole system, bro. She's selling, like...
Were you in a private school, though?
No, my sophomore year was when I ate all that food all the time.
Were you selling the chocolate milks?
Actually, I don't drink the milk, because why are you drinking milk at that early in the morning? Or that, like, in the afternoon? That's weird.
Why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't
you? No, I bring water. I'm cool. No, thanks.
I would have lunch at, like... 2:30, but I don't get chocolate milk.
No, I like milk, but not like, nah.
Oh. But I wouldn't do it if I'm like, I know I'm about to play sports or like play basketball or something.
Yeah, well, the reason was like, you know, you start high school, what, 7 a.m., right? And then I had basketball practice until like, we had to stay there. And basketball practice started at 5, ended at 8. So I'm there from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. at night. And I'm like, well, dang.
Oh, yeah. You kind of just stretch
that thing out. I just got to eat everything, right?
Yeah. We even had a session for our food session. We're going to get into part 2 of our highlights and lowlights here on the radio station. And we're going to play another song from Green Day. We'll be right back right after this.
Mm-hmm. Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this test and don't ask why. It's not a question but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life. So take the photographs and still frames in your mind, hanging on a shelf in good health and good time. Tattoos and memories and dead skin on trial. For what it's worth, it was worth all the while. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. Something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life.
Man, that was so depressing.
Oh, come on. I don't think it was depressing. It was like a send-off.
Yeah, but I almost...
In the middle of the show?
Yeah.
Middle of Let's Be Honest?
Yeah.
I'm Reese.
I'm Mike.
Welcome back, everyone. It's Danny.
It's Boy Wonder here.
It's Isis.
We said our names.
Alrighty.
Welcome back, guys. We holding it down. We having some fun in here. We enjoying ourselves.
I do want to say something quickly.
Yeah, go for it.
So, like, my four-part episodic journey of complaining about the Yeezy pods has finally come to a conclusion.
Okay.
And they came in the mail, and I'm wearing them right now. They're very underwhelming. I hate them.
You're just a hater.
Yes.
Oh, my
they
gosh.
Suck. They suck.
Give it to Reese then.
No, he already has them coming in the mail.
The fact that you actually went and ordered site, like, after we had this talk, I didn't think you were going to go.
No, I did it.
And yeah, you did it.
Danny,
did.
You should have known better.
Size up, though, honestly.
This is a small size.
But like online, they look mid. And then in real life, they are mid.
So I'm
they,
brainless.
They
stood yes,
up.
That's why.
They stood up.
Wow. It was only $20, right?
It was shipping. It was $38.
Are you serious?
That's where they get you at.
So this is your low light, huh?
Yeah, that's definitely the low light. But I just want to say, mine came before Reese, and Yeezy looked at his order and looked at mine, and it was like, this guy's got no motion. I'm not sending his first.
Bro,
like, mine came first.
Way before you did. I ordered it, like, the day it came out. Like, it was the Super Bowl.
Did you pre-order them for $200, you clown?
No. It was when it was $20. I got it when it came out during the Super Bowl.
I just want to make sure that nobody else who listens buys these. Don't pay for these.
Maybe it's a blessing that Reese didn't get them. Like, just don't.
Well, he's
got to
get them
to
at him. Some point.
Yeah. No, wait a few
never.
More months.
Wait a few more months.
Yeah, I still got my hopes.
Oh, gosh. Danny, man, I know we had a lot. We've been talking about our lowlights and highlights of the show. Let us know what you think about the show and, like, how did you feel? Like,
so what's your highlight? Definitely just want to say thank you. Thank you to the gang, you know, and thank you for all the guests that came along to the show to Let's Be Honest. And, you know, I'm just ready to explore new things and, you know, just... I'm ready for the next chapter, the next step from here, and I had a great experience here, and I'm ready to, you know.
Take it with you?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What was your favorite show?
I think my favorite show was either our last show about how we were just, like, talking about, like, space and, like a whole bunch of crazy, like, like alien stuff.
It was crazy.
I think it was pretty crazy show last show. And then yeah. I think our show, one of the shows where we talked about agriculture and stuff like that. That was one of my favorite shows. Well, we definitely got into the agriculture talk. Mm-hmm. That was a great show.
You know, it's a controversial one. Not really controversial. Remember when we were talking about the bridges? Like,
oh my gosh,
yeah,
that was my favorite part.
Later, he had some like Simpsons like prediction. He was talking about the bridges. He's like, yo, they break down after what, 50 years?
50 years.
Yeah, and he went on and on about it. A month later, the Baltimore Bridge went down.
Yeah, the Baltimore Bridge happens. Yeah, crazy because a bridge is supposed to be maintenanced every 50 years.
Let's be honest, they were not listening.
Yeah.
They weren't listening.
They weren't listening to us.
I mean, let's be real. It might have been maintenance, but I don't think bridges are supposed to take a hit from a boat.
No.
No.
Yeah, I think anybody would kind of like fall over if they got hit by a boat. Anything.
That was crazy.
If a boat crashed into me, the boat would sink.
You just built different.
Yeah, I'm him.
That's why he's not getting his Yeezy Pods for another 4 months. So, guys, that was awesome. Like, that was some good highlights and stuff. We got to have some chicken, too, by the way, Danny.
Oh, yeah. Me and Will went to the breakfast spot that I was telling you guys about, which you guys didn't, you know, tag along, unfortunately. But I put Will on. Some great chicken and waffles. But I think he had already knew the spot because he's drunk in there before.
adult swim time. Yeah, guys, we really had some fun. Like, I love the chemistry we had, honestly. We really did great, you know, even, you know, with, like, the guests we had and, you know, the late guests we have now. It was fun. Like, honestly, like, we probably could, like, run it back, summer show, you know, guests. You know, we could have, you know, Mike talk about architecture again. We can have Reese talking about Scientology.
I know, he's twitching now.
Oh,
he's
my God.
Tweaking out.
They're not coming for you, I promise.
Well, by the time we got into electric cars and Reese was just kind of tweaking out the entire show.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
Or, do you remember when we first started this show and he was like, guys, you have to call me Sosa? And that stuck for maybe 10 minutes.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah. That was that first episode, right?
Yeah, because he said, you need a cool radio name.
He's like, call me Sosa.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Sosa. And then we started calling him Reese PC. Yeah, it was a lot of fun, a lot of chemistry. I definitely want to try to, again, I hope you guys do this in your futures or something like that. I know some people are going for it. This is my personal dream of mine. But, yeah, like, tell me what you guys going to are you going to use this type of platform or you guys think about doing this?
Are you going to utilize this, you know?
Or you guys want to have your own podcast? I know, like, that's a big thing as well.
I'd like to do both, honestly.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like the thing with the podcast is that there's so many of them.
Yeah.
But
we already have
the background experience. Maybe one of us can try to think of a new method or something new to do. Just kind of like branch out and just be different. I know that's going to be hard because it's very cutthroat. And if something isn't similar, it's going to be hard to start.
I wanted to do another podcast with you guys because I thought this was great. This is something I constantly look forward to every week.
For sure.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Yeah. And like with podcasts too, like, you can, like, go... You can be anywhere in the world. Like, Mike, you can probably be, you know, in, like, Argentina. Danny could be, like, you know, in another state, like, you know, or in ISIS. Like, we all could be spread out, but we can also still interact and talk to each other on here. So that's the brilliant thing about radio and podcasting nowadays. So
right.
What about you, ISIS?
I just feel like, I'm not gonna lie, I'm a little too pretty to be on radio, but...
Okay.
I think, like, for me, I would rather, like, get famous first with other stuff, and then you know how like Travis Kelce and then they have a podcast after they're all famous.
Oh,
that's what I'm trying to get, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. So you want to go like, all right, I'm on ESPN, I'm ISIS, da da da, da, and then like have your own little side thing
for the
afterwards.
Fans that want a little more, you know?
Yeah,
it's over there.
Okay. ISIS with a cherry on top. Ooh, I just gave you a podcast name. Bam. What about you, Danny? I know you in the music industry, and I know you doing your thing. Would you use like something like this, maybe kind of like to put on your platform and your studio in the future?
Of course. Exactly what I was just about to get to, the studio part. It's being built, so you know, the things like this are gonna come. Like Mike said, I'm pretty sure we're all gonna link back up. I'm pretty sure we're gonna run the Let's Be Honest. I don't know, maybe there's gonna be another name, but for right now it's Let's Be Honest, so I'm pretty sure we're gonna run it back eventually. Very soon, actually, I feel like we should run it back.
100%.
Oh yeah. 100%. Absolutely. Yeah. Again, like, we can even like have our own little things and then come together like a mega team.
You can't just, it's like the Megazord from Power Rangers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't just get this kind of chemistry anyway. You know what I mean?
And if you think about it, we kind of built it. You know what I'm saying? We kind of learned each other. We know how to goof around with each other. We know where we don't push each other's limits.
Me and you, Danny, we can read each other's thoughts just by a look across the room.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
The chemistry that, you know, we set up, like, with individuals, like, we have with each other, but at the same time,
there's certain dynamics
that come together, and it's pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. And then I know like Reese was like scared, like initially, or nervous when he was doing it with you and Mike, but I feel like he's grown a lot.
Oh yeah, dude, he took over. The fact that he was able to like take over the podcast, like take initiative.
Yeah,
you know, it's crazy. Like it was good. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying?
He stepped up.
Yeah, we all learned. But Reese, especially, bro, you took initiative a lot of the times. Like
you gave a massive life to it.
Yeah,
all.
Most improved player.
Oh, yeah, seriously, yeah. Definitely.
Absolutely.
What about Willie though? We got to give props to him, man.
Oh yeah,
he's the guy who's the most experienced here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's been driving the bus. He sets the dynamic for the whole show. You know what
Teaching
I mean?
Teaching us the ins and outs.
Do. He's been like a mentor to all of us.
Yeah. Oh yeah, super mentor.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys. Thank you. And you know, I couldn't do it. Could have not done it without you guys. And you guys helped me a lot. You know, even from like different perspectives and looking at things. So I appreciate you guys. And you know, we definitely gonna hold it down. Like Danny said, we're gonna have to run it back again. So before all of us hold hands and sing Kumbaya and cry together, I'm gonna try to put some more music on for you guys. We'll be right back with Let's Be Honest.
Love is powerful, it's cough syrup and styrofoam. All I know is I fell asleep and woke up in that Monte Carlo with the ugly Kardashian, Lamar. Oh, sorry, yo, we done both set the bar low. Bars are, drugs are, though that's the past. But I done get enough code here, got future in it tomorrow. And girl, I ain't got no money to borrow, but I am trying to find a way to get you alone. Oh, Marshall Mathers, get out of the body now. Get the bar soap lathered, Kangos, and call heartless cargoes. Girl, you're fixing to get your heart broke.
Don't be absurd, ma'am. You bird brain baby. I ain't called anybody baby since Birdman.
Unless you're a swallow.
word, man, you heard. But don't be discouraged, girl. This is
your jam.
Unless you got toe jam.
Kick shoes off, let your head out.
And over shirt all night long.
Pull your feet out, just feet out.
And over shirt all night long. We're gonna rock this house until we knock it down. So turn the volume loud. Cause it's been today. Just like cake, better let yourself out. Let yourself go. I say the bucket, before we kick the bucket. Life's too short to not go.
Everybody.
We're gonna rock this house until we knock it down. So turn the volume loud. Cause it's been today. So crank the bass up like crazy. And let yourself go. Let yourself go. I say the bucket, before we kick the bucket. Life's too short to not go.
Everybody,
everybody.
Everybody.
fix some energy up, it don't matter. I know you haven't moved on if you tried. I don't believe it, baby. I know you lied all night long. What you mean I changed? I stay the same. Had me losing my mind. Who said the city is mine?
Welcome back, guys. We are back on the air. Ow, I forgot we did have those questions. We did have the cards.
Break them open.
Here's a good question. Is J.J. McCarthy overrated or underrated?
He's the best player coming out of Michigan right now.
I beg to differ.
Okay, he's not the best player, but I think the Vikings could use him, bro. They don't have... Okay, Kirk, he's gone. I don't miss him. I don't like Kirk. And I think J.J. McCarthy would be good for them to mold and then make...
Yeah, but he's too raw. He still has a lot
of... Okay, yeah, but that's why he's on a team, for them to mold him and make him into a better player and exactly what they need for their team.
Okay, but this is the last year of Justin Jefferson's deal. So if J.J. goes out there and just puts up a stinker every week...
He's not going
he's
gonna to.
He's going to leave. Yes, he will.
No, okay, pressure makes diamonds. Pressure makes diamonds.
And when he gets with pressure, diamonds, he's going to turn into coal.
No,
okay.
He's not.
He's buns.
All right, let me ask a question. J.J. McCarthy or Michael Penix Jr.?
Michael Penix Jr.
You came in front.
He's got a cannon.
He has
for
a cannon.
I don't care.
But
don't
he
care.
Should not be
I'm
a top 10
I'm a Michigan
drafted.
Fan. I bleed blue, okay? Blue and gold.
Blue and gold. Jesus Christ.
J.J. McCarthy all the way.
I mean, well, how many players you guys had
and you
this
know
year?
What? You know what? It's not even. The Vikings will be okay because they're not going to win the Super Bowl this year anyway. You know who is going to? The Detroit Lions. That's who's going to win the Super Bowl.
I bet.
Oh.
I know nothing about football, but it's not going to be the Lions. It's
okay,
going to be the Raiders.
Last season?
The Raiders. What a...
Nah.
Go Raiders.
Let's be realistic.
Yeah. Last season, we're in the final four, right? And the script didn't want the Lions in the Super Bowl. That's all right. It was going to be a Lions-Chiefs Super Bowl. My mom and her fiancé were going to have a Lions-Chiefs wedding. It was going to be beautiful. And then the script said no.
Oh, my gosh. Yo, do you guys really think it's scripted?
Yes, 100%.
1,000%.
I think some of it is scripted. They need money. You know what I'm saying?
That's true. I mean, the Taylor Swift thing was crazy. We had a whole segment.
I hate that woman so much.
It was just
don't
so unnecessary.
Oh, that was a massive segment we did.
Yeah, we spotted for like 45 minutes.
Really? Oh, yeah. It took up most of a show.
Thank the Lord I was not on that show.
Yeah, no. We all hated it, too.
Yeah, would have snapped the mic in half. I do not like that lady.
Yeah.
I don't think any of the music she makes is good at all.
I think some of them are catchy and some of them are fine, but I don't think she's a good person.
No, she sucks.
Dance is like what is that condition? You got that back condition.
Parkinson's? Scoliosis?
Yeah, she looks like she has scoliosis.
You think so?
I have scoliosis. What the heck?
No, her back is it looks like a C. Bro.
Yeah, no. And I think Travis Kelce could do a lot better.
I feel like it's going to be after a while, he'll break up with her.
Oh, Travis.
I cannot wait for that day. I would be jovial. I would throw a party.
I mean, I wouldn't care that much. I think it would be funny.
I think it would be too.
But she'd probably make a song about it, so I don't really care.
Song? How about a feature-length film?
Bro, for real.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
It took me a while to find out which one was Travis Kelce, and then I finally watched the TV, and I seen Taylor Swift, and then the camera automatically switched from Taylor Swift to Travis. I was like, oh, that's him.
Dude, I remember watching the Super Bowl, and they showed her more than they showed the
coach. At least
coach.
Ice Spice was there. At least Ice Spice was there.
Who?
Ice Spice.
Ice Spice was there.
You saw that, what was it, Jason Kelce was up there talking to Ice Spice, and everyone was like, ooh, what's he doing?
Nah, I mean, his wife was like literally like 3 feet away
right,
from
exactly.
her.
Right,
so,
he was doing nothing.
So, he's networking.
I mean,
it's his responsibility.
And he also tried to jump into the Bills Mafia table on fire. Was it?
What?
I think like
I
it was
love
a,
fire.
It was like,
dude, fire is awesome.
Bro, you're telling me.
Bro, I almost burned down my house a few times.
Hey, I've been there too, man.
All right.
Okay.
So,
sorry
on
about
that.
That
note,
sorry about that.
But yeah. This is how crazy we are on this show. It gets pretty wild here. We go on rambles, but you know, we speak facts.
How
you know,
lucky
let's be
are
honest.
We though. Let's
we
like,
are.
Let's be honest. How lucky are we to be able to like,
to talk about fire?
Yeah, have this show and have HGC like have this whole setup for us.
Yeah, I mean, like, shouts out to Hawk Radio.
No, seriously. Dues are paid. Definitely shouts out to Hawk Radio and the
yeah.
HGC building and our faculty.
Yeah, for helping us
they do
out.
A great job.
Yeah, for sure. If you guys want to take this show this year, next year, or in the next two semesters, you can take this show. It's RTV 2560 broadcasting radio broadcasting production show. So you can have the show with your people, and you can, you know, find your crew like we did here. So
come find us.
Or come find
yeah,
us.
Yeah, come find us, you know, and ask to join the show.
Yeah.
Please don't come and find me.
Well, don't find, yeah.
I guess Mike and Reese don't, Reese's pieces don't want you here.
Nah,
but,
Reese, no. Reese is scared. Reese is nervous.
We can't have people coming looking for us.
Yeah. All right, guys, we're going to get into some more music. And then we're going to end our last segment. And we're going to, you know, give out a few awards to each of us. And we're going to talk about it. We'll be right back right after this.
Pull off peep peep shotgun in the GT with me. She said, oh, oh, I'm ready to ride. I was like, yeah, cause once you get inside, you can't change your mind. Don't mean the sun invasion, but you gotta promise, baby. Oh, tell me again. Tell me again, my baby.
Look here. Sometime wanna be your lover. Sometime wanna be your friend. Sometime wanna hug you. Hold hands, slow dance while the record spins. Opened up your heart cause you said I made you feel so comfortable. Used to play back then, now you all grown up like Rudy Huxtable. I could be your bud, you could beat me up. Play fight in the dark, then we both make up. I do anything just to feel your buzz. Why you got me so messed up? I don't know, but you gotta stop tripping. Be a good girl now, turn around and get these whips. You know you like it like that. You don't have to fight back. Here's a pillow fight that. And I'll be setting separate plays. So on all these separate days, your legs can go they separate ways.
Tell me again, my baby. Oh, it's a good look, baby. And over and over again.
Be lovers and friends.
Make sure you're right before you choose.
I've been knowing you for a long time.
Shawty.
But fucking never crossed my mind.
Shawty.
But tonight I seen something in you.
Shawty.
That made me wanna get with you.
Shawty.
You ain't been nothing but a friend to me.
Shawty.
And a nigga never ever dreamed we'd be.
Shawty.
Up in here kissing, hugging, squeezing, touching.
Shawty.
Up in the bathtub, rubber dubby.
Shawty.
Are you sure you wanna go this route?
Shawty.
Let a nigga know before I pull it out.
Shawty.
I would never ever cross the line.
Shawty.
Shawty, let me hit you, tell me one more time. One more time.
Tell me again. Tell me again, my baby. It's a good look, baby.
Tell me again.
Make sure you're right. Oh, before
and
we leave.
Be lovers and
lovers and friends. That Ursa, John, and Luda had to do it again. Please tell your lovers and friends. That Ursa, John, and Luda had to do it again. That's right. Yeah. Please tell your lovers and friends. That Ursa, John, and Luda had to do it again.
Hawk Radio.
We are back on Hawk Radio.
Haka.
Already know what's going on. So what are we doing? Most likelies?
Yeah. We're going to give some awards away, some superlatives, most likelies.
So most likely to burn the studio down the first day running it. Who is burning the studio down? Who do you guys think? Who's the vote?
Mike.
Mike.
Definitely Mike.
Oh, come on.
Just to throw you on the spot.
I really want to disagree, but I can't.
All right. Most likely to hit the lottery and lose it.
Oh, Reese. I feel like Reese. Like, I don't know. That just sounds like Reese.
You buy Kanye stuff. And
it would just be, no, you can just see the headline. Florida man wins $1 billion, loses it in 2 weeks.
No, it won't take that long. I don't know.
He didn't want to. Yeah, see, he's going to lose it.
Wait, remember from our previous shows, he might go buy jets and planes. Wait, pause.
That's true.
Spaceships.
Beluga whales.
Named knowledge.
Yo, okay, he has some like big money bucket list, okay?
He's out there.
Yeah.
I'm just him. I don't know.
You just, nah.
The whole entire show, I'm just him.
Yo.
You're just him.
Who do you think is most likely to get spiritually attached by a ghost?
That's definitely Danny.
That's Danny. Yeah.
I'm scared because there's something in my garage and I haven't checked. I haven't checked yet.
Because you were talking about you just had some, like, demon or hell spawn
dude,
just
I
like
was,
your bedroom
watching. Dude, I was chilling in my garage not even about 2 days ago. All of a sudden, it could be possibly a snake. I know I'm not overreacting. But, dude, something knocked over a big box. So I know it's a big snake in the garage or something. Or a raccoon or something. But I don't know how because, you know, it's a garage door. I don't know how it would get in there. So I think it's a snake.
It slithered on
there. Yeah, I think it's a snake.
Yeah,
dude.
The walls.
I got so scared, bro.
Is it a ghost snake? It goes through the walls.
But like, I feel like unexplained things happen to everybody. You know, like weird stuff happens to everybody. Because I feel like in my apartment, like this morning, last night I went to the bed. I went to bed with the fan on. The fan was on. I woke up this morning, fan was off. I'm not sure how that happened, and my door was locked. Bro.
Wait. I just want to say something really quick. I can relate to this because one of my roommates was the creepiest guy ever, and he recently moved out, and me and my older brother were convinced this guy was a serial killer. Like, he was like American psycho type weird. And ever since he moved out, his fan has just constantly been moving. And as soon as we go in there, we turned into a rec room, so we play like mini basketball. As soon as we like had fun in there and like laughter, the fan stopped moving immediately. Like, this dude killed people.
You might have to check and see if there's any bodies up there.
His attic, the attic is in his room, so there's probably fingers and heads in there.
No.
All right, so more superlatives.
Okay, hold on.
What's up?
Who is the most likely to click the red button and, yeah, drop? Just who's most likely to just click the red button?
Reese.
The president. No, in this room right now. In this room. If you see the red,
it's definitely not Willie.
I don't think it's Willie. I don't think it's Mike. I'm kind of tempted.
You would do it.
Yeah. I'm kind of tempted.
Yeah, right there with you.
But you know, like I think if it's like the world, on you know.
No, I don't know.
Okay. All right, guys. I'm sorry. I'm getting too hyped up. Mike.
He's ready to press that button, guys.
I'm ready to press the button. I'm gonna chill out.
All right, who here is most likely to start a movement and, oh man, I lost my train of thought. Who here is going to be the most successful in starting a movement at ACC?
All of us.
Oh, yeah.
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 Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Really?
That's good.
Maybe not Reese, though.
Damn. Yeah, you're going to doubt yourself? I just said all of us.
Well, I can
stop
start
doubting yourself.
Oh, if you want. Okay.
He said, really?
Hey! Shoot for the stars, okay? Believe in yourself a little bit.
I'm shooting stars right now. Everyone needs to invest in AT&T stock and SoFi stock.
Okay, okay, dude. Okay, yeah, okay, we're done. Yeah, we're done. Yeah.
Who in this room is most likely to trust Reese with a large sum of money?
Not me. No, not me.
I would not.
Reese was the only one that raised his hand.
I would hope so.
You say believe in myself. You don't even believe in me.
Okay.
That's different.
This is going to be a dark question.
Okay, so go ahead.
Who is most likely to die first?
Oh, that's higher than me.
Really?
Oh, God, come on.
Is it because I'm 32?
No. Hey, you know what? I could walk outside and get hit by a bus right now. And
I told you when I was walking over here, like, I got out of traffic. There was too many cars that were, like, driving on the road that shouldn't have been on the road. I don't know how they got their license, okay? That's the only reason why I was late. That's the only reason why I was late today's show. And then I'm walking on the side of the road, and next thing you know, this car, there's clearly a stop sign. He doesn't stop.
It could have been you.
It could have been me.
It could have been.
What if you guys were lining up right outside the radio show right now because I got hit outside? You know,
that would be bad. That would be really bad.
It was within the time span of 5 seconds that I walked outside. Scary.
That was another segment we did. We talked about bad drivers. We pulled up statistics for how bad the drivers are in Florida.
Oh, dude, we went ham on bad drivers.
That was a 30-minute segment.
Yeah. Yeah, don't get me started. I think my road rage has gotten worse since I moved to Tampa. Like, and especially driving in Ybor with the garbage roads down here. Oh, my
Lord. They're terrible.
Oh, yeah, we need the Roman brick roads for Ybor City.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Bro, can we just repave everything?
It's not culture. It's gross.
No, it brings culture and uniqueness.
It's gross, it's and like, it destroys my
tires.
Or
they could redo the bricks and make them not, like, so busted. Like, they are terrible.
Yeah, they could put new bricks in. Okay, so who in this room most likely to have a Stephen A. Smith type of career? If you don't know who Stephen A. Smith is, he's like a big time like TV personality, radio personality.
He's like scary. Not scary, but he like, I think he's so adamant and he like wants to have an opinion so bad, that's so like crazy and awe inspiring, that he just be saying stuff, you know?
He's just like, that man is a bona fide scrub.
Right.
Yeah.
He's funny. Can't play. He's funny.
Alright, so who in this room can be similar or emulate that type of career?
It better be me.
Oh, see?
Yeah, I can see that. Because she was screaming at Reese's Pieces while we were off air about football. Yeah.
But like, that's what I want to be, a sports broadcaster, and I'm gonna be opinionated, I'm gonna be loud, and I'm gonna talk about things.
You gonna say like some crazy stuff out of the dictionary too?
Okay, well, kinda. I don't know. I'm gonna try not to use too many big words because I need my audience to be able to follow, but you know.
Whoa. No, you were just saying the general population is dumb.
I don't know if y'all, like, you ever talk to somebody and you say a big word and they're like, what does that mean? Because that happens to me every day in, like, regular conversation.
Boy Wonder just said something about Stephen A. Johnson and I was gone. I was gone. I don't know. Yeah. As soon as he said that, I was like, oh, wait,
yeah,
what?
Yeah,
that was a big word. That was a big word for me.
Oh man, guys, we
guys,
about to close up soon.
Do you bite your fingernails? Does anybody bite their fingernails?
I used to.
Oh, dude, I bite my fingernails.
I stopped ever since I got this unsanitary job.
That's just a good idea.
Yeah,
yeah.
You know,
it would help.
I definitely don't. Yeah, I used to. Oh, and then when I got braces too, it kind of helped me out a lot.
Okay, because I bite my nails a lot.
Yeah, me too.
Get braces. Seriously, like I didn't.
Do you want to know what's bad? I had braces.
Yeah,
and my teeth still look bad.
Yeah, you told me.
You told me.
We talked about this.
We did.
Okay, but braces are a scam. Because I've had braces, and like, if you don't wear your retainer or anything like that all the way, like your entire life afterwards, your teeth are just going to get messed up again.
Yeah, mine suck.
And
I didn't wear my retainer. I lost it.
Or are they made of the most flimsy plastic ever? Like, teeth are strong as heck. Like, I broke mine, so now my bottom teeth are all messed up, and it's like, now I have to spend thousands more dollars to get them fixed with it.
There was
braces.
One night I was having an existential crisis, and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm the ugliest person on earth. And I was like,
no.
I need to get my teeth fixed now. And Invisalign's like $300.
It's so expensive.
I'm like, no. I'm just gonna remain ugly.
So, like, you ever have dreams about your teeth falling out, your teeth being messed up? I feel like, dude, that stuff is crazy.
I have dreams where I get eaten by alligators.
I've had that dream
every week.
I've had that dream.
I had that dream one time too.
I always have like dreams about like snakes being in my bed and stuff.
Really?
And, yeah.
I have dreams with my family. Like, one time I had a dream where my family was chasing me and they would eat their thumb and then their thumb would regrow And they were like, come on, I just try it, try it. And I was like, no. And I was running around, and they're putting like salt and pepper on it, and they're eating their thumb. Crazy, crazy dream.
All right, before I bring up the conversation back, I would say I had a dream that I was playing with lions before. Like, literal lions in, like, a safari. Like, I was playing with, like, they were, like, teeth on me or whatever. I mean, I didn't bleed or anything, but, like, yeah. I'm playing with lions, like, petting them.
I had a few similar dreams to everyone here.
Yeah.
That just means you guys are playing in the lion's den.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, to play with the king.
Bro, stop meowing.
I didn't know. I was laughing.
Yeah.
All year you've been meowing in my ear. Stop. Well,
we're gonna miss those. You know.
No, seriously, you're not gonna hear no more meows. You know.
Yeah. Good.
Wow. And you know that's us, of course, just being honest. This is us about to sign off. Y'all want to say any closing remarks before we gotta go?
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Congratulations to everyone, and I definitely want everyone here to, you know, take this on to their next show and their next step, or however their next piece of art, however it goes. And I want to congratulate everyone on their accomplishments. And then I also want to thank the faculty for helping the students out, you know, and just, you know, being there for us and showing us the guidelines. And I appreciate you, Willie, for always being here and helping us out and holding it down, definitely. So, yeah, guys, that's all I got to say.
It was great. It was a really fun experience.
Oh, yeah.
It was a blast.
Yeah. I'm really happy we were a part of it.
Yeah, I just want to thank y'all for having me on for these last couple of episodes, you know. Needed it for the grade, not gonna lie. But I had a great time, and I forgot how much I miss being on the radio, you know. And I'm glad I got to, you know, get to know you guys a little bit more. I think I know y'all. I know how y'all joke. yeah, I like it. Y'all are good people, and this is a great class. I want to thank our teacher, Miss Narisa Lamison. Very, very helpful with this, and yeah.
Yeah, congrats to all you guys. I hope you guys again use this for your future. Congrats to you. You're going at UF.
Yeah, ISIS. Congratulations. So
congratulations to that. Hope the best for you guys and your endeavors and stuff like that. Danny, you know you about to put out some fire music.
Yes, sir.
I got to see you one day across the street performing on a big stage, which is going to happen sooner than later. Nah,
it's going to be at Amelie. It's not going to be across the street. It's going to be at Amelie.
Oh, Amelie. We're going to put it out there.
Mike, you remember when I was performing, you were gyrassing, you see me on the side of the road?
That was wild.
Yeah, dude. That, like, yeah,
we were filming a music video on 7th Avenue. Yeah, I was like, that's 100% Danny.
It gets down. It gets down. Congratulations to all of us.
Yeah, congratulations. Yeah. Mike, as well, I hope one day I hear you have the podcast and it'll be like on a farm.
Oh, yeah. That's the plan.
Yeah, just like in a tractor trailer. Or
dude, that's going to be lit.
That'll be lit.
Interview a cow or something.
Yeah.
A cow?
Yeah.
Reese is going to be like your periodic guest. Yeah. Reese, man, you've been doing your thing, man. I saw you grow from being nervous to like having fun and doing your own thing. So I can't wait for you to take it to the next level as well, in the sports or, you know, talk show stuff. So I want to sign out, guys. Again, we love you guys. This is Let's Be Honest with, you know, Reese.
Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Danny.
Isis.
And we signing out, y'all. Love y'all. Peace.
Mummy rap the kids, have them crying for they mummy back. Tell me that your daddy is, tell him I just want my racks.
Racks on racks on racks, racks. Maybachs on backs on backs on backs on backs.
Who in that?
Oh, sheesh, it's just blacks on blacks on blacks. 100 stack.
How you kidding?
Galean raps on tracks.
I wish I could give you this feeling. I'm planking on a million. I'm riding through your hood. You can bet I ain't got no ceiling.
Made a left on Nostrand Ave,
right.
We in Bed-Stuy.
Made a right on 79th, I'm coming down South Shore Drive.
I would mean Chi-Town.
Brooklyn to our die.
Take them on home, take them on home, take them on home, take them on home. I got what you need, but you need. Take them on home, what you need, but you need. I got what you need, but you need. Take them on home, take them on home, take them on home, take them on home. Try to hurt my name.
You are listening to Hawk Radio, Hillsborough Community College.
That's what it do.
Dark Mars all on me, I'm just saying.
Hey, what it do?
Rockstar, my swag, I'm just saying.
Hey, what it do?
Everything is out of gun, just saying. Gold all of my neck, I'm just saying.
Hey, what it do?
Yeah, I'm just honest. I'm just honest. Got club on smash. Yeah. Name on hot, I'm just honest. Gold bars on bottles, I'm just honest. 100,000 on watches, I'm just honest. Coops all on coops, I'm just honest. I keep a gang of bad. With me too, and we ain't never going back to what we used to do. I was gonna lie to you, but I had to tell the truth. I'm just being honest. My coming back dirty, I'm just being honest. Got kisses on, I'm just being honest. I'm a rockstar for life, I'm just being honest. Got a check coming right now, I'm just being honest. We done turned tough and flat, but then we gon' hit honest. Ain't nothing but a dope boy, I'm just being honest. These bitches getting shot for being honest. I f***ed her on the spot, I'm just being honest. I'ma stack it till it rot, I'm just being honest. And I'm driving fire coupes, dash 200. Live a rich, rich life, I'm just being honest. Real street, ain't get nothing but some pain from it. Name on no hot, I'm just honest. Gold bottles on bottles, I'm just honest. 100,000 on watches, I'm just honest. Coops all on coops, I'm just honest.
I tell the truth.
I keep a gang of bad with me too. And we ain't never going back to what we used to do. I was gonna lie to you, but I had to tell the truth. I'm just being honest.
All of my draws, I'm just honest. My diamonds ain't got flaws, I'm just honest. These on sight, I'm just honest. We can ball all night, I'm just honest. Y'all don't need no struggle. You don't even know why I here hustle. Got flat strings and truck spot, I'm honest. Get real with all you, I'm just too honest. To some that strip club, I'm just honest. To them all out of the hood, I'm just honest. Little Mexico for life, I'm just honest. I came up shooting dice, I'm just honest. Name on no hat, I'm just honest. Gold bars on bottles, I'm just honest. 100,000 on watches, I'm just honest. Coops all on coops, I'm just honest.
I tell the truth.
All right, welcome back to For the Women. You are listening to us on hawkradio.primostream.com. We are an official radio station of HCC. And today is unfortunately going to be our last show for you guys.
Yes, it is.
I know.
I feel like it came and it went by so fast.
Yeah.
Of course.
I'm your host, Tyra.
I'm Kayla.
And I'm Kai.
So yeah, this was a class. We are in RTV 2560, and this is our last show for our class.
Yes, if anyone wants to take it, I recommend taking this class, especially if you like to be on the radio and just enjoy things along these lines. But I think this was a very good class, and it's definitely like a good learning step into if you want to do radio, like, it's definitely a great starter step for what you'll end up doing.
Yeah, especially if you're doing an internship as well. It's just extra practice for you, so you can get more comfortable. Just getting more aware of, like your topics and everything like that, and just making sure you know what you're talking about before you come on air. But, yeah, this semester was...
Also, though, like, the soundboard, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, learning how to run the soundboard and everything along that. That's a unique skill.
Yeah.